Welcome to About Music with Brian. Picking up from our program on Monday, today we trace an expressive journey from the elegance of the Baroque and classical masters to the warmth of romantic melody and the modern rediscovery of the bassoon's deep, sonorous heart. So we have a journey on the bassoon from Baroque brilliance to romantic elegance, celebrating the eloquent voice of the bassoon and, in two short pieces, its deeper cousin, the contrabassoon. We start off today with a concerto for bassoon by Antonio Vivaldi. Vivaldi's 40-odd concertos for bassoon remain one of the wonders of the Baroque repertoire. This concerto in E minor is amongst his most dramatic, its outer movements full of vitality and daring leaps, while the central largo offers a moment of poignant stillness. The writing shows how deeply Vivaldi understood this instrument's character, agile yet capable of sudden human warmth. Thank you. Pass now to the music of Mozart, his bassoon concerto in B-flat. Mozart's only bassoon concerto is a model of classical elegance. Composed when he was only 18 years old, it sparkles with youthful confidence and wit. The opening allegro is full of good-natured conversation between the soloist and the orchestra, the andante sings with tender simplicity, and the final rondo dances away in bright spirits. It remains the cornerstone of the bassoon repertoire and a perfect portrait of Mozart's grace and humor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next piece was originally written for viola and later reworked for the bassoon. It is by Carl Maria von Weibo. It's an andante and rondo in Hungarian style, and it became one of the instrument's most enduring showpieces. A lyrical opening leads to a lively Hungarian style finale brimming with virtuosity and charm. The music highlights the bassoon's dual nature, both noble and mischievous, and ends with dazzling brilliance. Thank you. Have two pieces for the double bassoon, which is the big brother of the bassoon. The first is by Susan Nigro. Contrabassoonist Susan Nigro has devoted her career to expanding the repertoire of her instrument, inspiring a series of tuneful, characterful miniatures. These brief pieces are light in spirit and warmly melodic, showing that the lowest voice in the orchestra can also sing, laugh, and charm in its own right. Now a piece by Louis Lipnick and Tammy Miller entitled Into the Deep. It's also written for the contrabassoon, was premiered by Louis Lipnick. Into the Deep explores the vast resonance of the instrument's lowest register. The music evokes a sense of underwater mystery and depth, alternating rumbling power with unexpected lyricism. It is an affectionate portrait of an instrument too often underestimated, the real double bass of the woodwind family.
Thank you.
Our next item is for two of the woodwind instruments. It's for the clarinet and the bassoon, and it's by Richard Strauss. In his final year, Strauss turned from the grandeur of his tone poems of music to intimate reflection. The duet concertino is a tender conversation between clarinet and bassoon, sometimes playful, sometimes wistful, supported by a gently glowing orchestra. It feels almost like a farewell, two voices sharing memories in warmth and contentment.
Thank you. Thank you.